the full-time whistle. This match has ended, and it's ended in a three-point victory for Armagh, and it was their big men towards the end of the game, the likes of Rian O'Neill and Jareth O'Byrnes, that stepped up for the Orchard County to give them the victory. They've won it by 13 points to 10, but Donegal 4 points down at half-time, Martin. They made a real go of it, made a good game of it in the second half.
Yeah, they did. Actually, no doubt about it, the second half. You said it there. It's funny, when Jareth O'Byrnes came off Michael Langan and started to play, but he was far better. And, you know, when Hugh McFadden went on, he seemed to pick him up in that there. And, you know, yeah, look, at disappointing, but Armagh were probably the better team. They had a couple of very big goal chances that they missed, I suppose, in the game and everything else. So from Rian O'Neill just coming off the field here down below us and meeting Kieran McGeaney, the manager down there, they're very happy with it. But it wasn't a good performance by Armagh. You know, they're talking about being in the top 6-7 teams in the country. They didn't look that today. Donegal battled very, very hard, I thought, you know, and as I said, but it still wasn't a great performance in the sense of, you know, we never looked like one, probably, when you analyse and look back at it, you know, we got there, we got close and everything else, but we never really looked like one it. And suppose, you know, 10 points probably doesn't win a match. You know, you need to get more points than that there if you're not going to get a goal and everything else. And look at, I think, as I said, Armagh were the better side. But look at this big now. They go on to 5 points. We stay on 3 with 2 games left. With Mayo coming next weekend, Oisín, that's going to be a big game now, in the sense of, if Mayo beat Roscommon tomorrow, what people expect them to do? Are they going to look at the league final? They might come, and definitely, word we're hearing is they probably will maybe not play a full side against Donegal. Maybe Stephen Rochard will want to do Donegal a favour and everything else. But I think that'll be a big one if we can pick up anything there of that game.
A lot of hoping in
and
that
then
Martin.
Go to Roscommon the last game with still someone to play for, you know. So look at, we look forward to tomorrow. The games tomorrow make a difference. Like the Tyrone Kerry one becomes a big game now for everybody. You know, you feel that Kerry are going to beat Roscommon down in Kerry in the next game. So if Tyrone gets someone out of it tomorrow, they're still in the hunt. So look at, and the Monaghan Galway game's massive. So all the games are massive, but listen, it was when we analyse it, they tried very hard. They got back into it the second half. Now the game could have been over the second half of Armagh. To get the goal when Ross McCullen went through, he took the wrong option. Whether they get that goal, they'll probably go on to win it easy enough. But in the sense, Donegal did battle hard to get back, and it's a disappointment. Yeah. Disappointing defeat again. So they end up, our only game we won was Kerry, and we got the point against Galway and everything else. But the Mayo game becomes very, very big. We're going to have to nearly win our last two games, or get 3 points at least out of your last two games. I'd say maybe probably. If you know, go head to head with Roscommon in the last game, you need to be beating them as goes head to head. If you draw, you probably think maybe a score average, depending on how it goes, there was coming. So anyway, still to play for, but you know,
just going to be a bit more harder.
Yeah, it's getting harder in the performance. And I think harder. I said to you at the start, Oisín, staying up is very, very important. I think, you know, it's so important, you know, from the whole structure of getting a better draw in the championship and everything else. Because, you know, if you go down to the second division, we see how tough it is. You've seen that game there the night even and everything else, how tough it is and everything else. You know, so I think that it is, yeah, you're right, staying up is important. So the Mayo game becomes massive. Look, in the two home games, we drew 1-1 and drew the other, so I think we need a victory, and we have a good record against Mayo at home.
We'll see what happens next week. The story of the game tonight, 17 minutes in, and Armagh had the foundation for their victory set, leading by 4-1, and at the break they had a 4-point advantage, 7-3. Donegal in the opening quarter of the second half were playing some fantastic football, with the introduction of Hugh McFadden, who scored 2 of the 4 points in that opening 14 minutes of the half. They outscored Armagh 4-1, but then Armagh started to find their groove again, and as we said, their big men all stepped up to the plate. Rian O'Neill scored 5 points tonight, Murren scored 3, and Jareth O'Byrnes, who came off Michael Langan, I suppose, for that closing quarter, he started to find a bit of space, and he helped the side to the win. As for Donegal, on the score sheet today, Sean Patton kicked 2 points, Oisín Gallen got 2, Hugh McFadden got 2 as well. Good to see Kieran Thompson returning. He's got a half under his belt now at this stage. Jamie Brennan got in the score sheet for Donegal, and Conor O'Donnell and Jason McGee as well. But it's defeat once again at the Athletic Grounds for Donegal. Here in this Division 1 encounter, Donegal remain on 3 points with 2 games to go, and that fight to stay in the top flight is getting even harder. We're going to get some reaction now, hopefully, from the Donegal camp. That will be available shortly on our website, and we'll have more, of course, tomorrow as well on Sunday Sport. As we return to Keith Fletcher in the studio in Letterkenny, we bid you farewell and have a very good evening from the Athletic Grounds in Armagh.